past events, what do you attribute this year to the
Same thing all year. Obviously, we got some big plays. Guys made some plays on them. At the end of the day, didn't make enough plays. You know, but we got a lot of injuries, you know, pass rush. You know, I think that's what our coverage ties into the most in the back end is the pass rush and coverage ties together. And I think that's pretty much sums it up. Other than that, nothing. You know, I think the coaches are still doing a good job of putting us in position to make plays. Players got to go out and execute.
So it could have been worse, right?
It always can be worse, you know, in this league. Type of style we play, aggressive attacking style, you know, anytime. Got missed tackles, big plays. That can be every game.
What do you think of what Derek Newton has done? Obviously, winning the Ed Block Courage Award is a pretty remarkable achievement.
That's big for Newton, man. It's just the injury he got, you know, to bounce back from that and give himself a fighting chance. You know, that speaks the type of character he has as a person. And, you know, I don't know anybody to come back from that injury. You know, the only guy I know to have that injury is Gary Baxter. It was in Cleveland Browns years ago. You know, I remember reading about it, and that ended his career. So to have Derek Newton come back and bounce back from that and still be in here competing and fighting for a chance, you know, it speaks volumes about the type of player he is.
When you look at guys like Juju, like, is he more than just a complimentary receiver? Is he a guy that you look at as a guy that's potentially
going to win? Absolutely. You know, I don't look for him to come right in as a rookie and, you know, knock Antonio Brown or Martavis or those guys off. But, you know, you look right here where he's at, with 600-plus yards receiving, coming in making some tough plays. You know, I think he had a game where he was suspended, so that obviously takes away from his production. But if you look on film, each game I think he's grown in the passing game more and more, and he's a trusted guy. He's a tough, physical guy that can't run after the catch and play all three spots.
Have you played on Christmas Day before? Some guys were saying they've never done that.
I don't know. This may be my first time that I can remember. Maybe I may have one other time maybe before, but not that I remember off the top of my head, honestly.
Anything unusual about it?
Other than just, you know, you have the world watching you, you know, obviously sitting at home. I can't even really think of many times I've had Christmas off, but, yeah, you know, play on it. So it'd be a little different, but I think all in all, you know, having the whole world watching you is a great feeling. You know, I'm used to sitting at home watching the NBA games.
Right.
So that's what. So I haven't had a guy. Trust me, I'm an NBA fan. I haven't had a Christmas game because I know it. I'm always watching NBA. Oh, man, they playing lights out, man. You know, they slipped up last night, but that's the way the league works. You know, out of 82 games, you're going to lose a couple, but they're not losing many this year. So, you know, hats off to those guys.
What is your favorite memory on Christmas?
My favorite memory? Probably the first time I got my bike, you know, because I begged my dad for their bike, seeing other kids having one, and I begged him for it. And, you know, he kind of told my mom that didn't sit right well with him, me begging for a bike, you know, to ride the other kid's bike, and I didn't have a bike. So the first time I got my first bike, I nonstop up and down the street all day long, so like a big kid.
Jonathan, how old were
you at that point? I probably was like, I've obviously had a bike before, but the first one that I got without training wheels and everything, I think I was probably like 4. And yeah, so, yeah.
What's your best memory of what you did for somebody on Christmas?
It's helping for me. Would be obviously my kids, but helping out others, you know, whether it's family members or just people in need, you know, just having a chance to give back. You know, anytime growing up, you know, in the Boys and Girls Club, the way we was raised, we always did a lot in the community helping out. And, you know, obviously when I got my chance, made it to the NFL, anytime I had a chance to give back to whether it's a family that didn't have anything for Christmas, Thanksgiving, whether it's a relative, whoever it is, any way I can help out, I'm always willing to help. So, you know, just any year, I'm all for it.
You know, the Steelers fans, okay, last one. People have been kidding about the Steeler fans going to be louder than the Texans fans Christmas Day. How do you make sure that doesn't happen? Or what's your thought on
it? You had to give your fans something to cheer about, you know, obviously. So you go in there, you put some winning football up there, it doesn't matter. They can bring, 70,000 of a seat in there? You can bring 70,000. If you don't give them nothing to cheer about, you won't hear a peep.